optimism over gun reform. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today spoke to reporters about stalled talks by a bipartisan group of lawmakers to come up with legislation increasing restrictions on gun purchases in the wake of a series of mass shootings.
I'm confident that that there's a serious negotiation that's very close to coming to fruition.
The current framework being discussed includes encouraging states to pass red flag laws, which will allow the removal of guns from people considered a threat to themselves or others, as well as funding for school safety and mental health programs. The president also today confirming his administration is considering a pause on the federal tax on gas to help temporarily lower record prices at the pump. The president says an announcement could come by the end of the week. Members of the House panel investigating the January 6th violence say they're getting threats.
Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois says he and his family have been threatened. California Democrat Zoe Lofgren said on CBS Face the Nation she's gotten threats as well. But it's not limited to committee members.
A Republican congressman, very conservative, Representative Crenshaw, was roughed up over the weekend at a Republican meeting because he was not conservative enough. And I think that's what the former president has unleashed here.
Lofgren says for many Trump supporters, January 6th seemed to make political violence acceptable. And she says that's not what America is about.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Britain is facing its biggest rail strikes for decades after last-minute talks between a union and train companies failed to reach a settlement over pay and job security. Up to 40,000 cleaners, signalers, maintenance workers, and station staff are due to walk out tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she expects the U.S. economy to slow in the months ahead, but that a recession is not inevitable. She's also expressing an openness to a federal gas tax holiday to help give motorists some relief at the pump. With summer officially starting tomorrow, many Americans face higher prices for cookouts.
A cookout with burgers, hot dogs, chicken, and all the fixings will cost you 17% more than a year ago. The New York Post compiled the list, and based on increases in the Consumer Price Index, estimates you'll pay $76.94 for the average cookout. The same package of hot dogs that cost $3.82 a year ago are now averaging $5.22. Phil Lempert, editor of Trade Publication supermarketguru.com, says the biggest price increases he's seeing are for beef, pork, chicken, eggs, and milk. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
NASA is test fueling the rocket designed for future missions to the moon.
An Orion crew capsule stacked upon a Space Launch System rocket sits at the launch pad at the Kennedy Space Center, where engineers are hoping to fill its fuel tanks with liquid hydrogen and oxygen, the key components of what powers space rockets. This is Artemis 1, and if the tanking test today can be completed, it will allow NASA to proceed with plans for later this year to fly the uncrewed ship to the moon as the first in a series of missions that in just 3 years will see Americans, including women and people of color, walk the lunar surface once more. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Workers at an Apple store in Maryland voting over the weekend to join a collective bargaining unit. The National Labor Relations Board must certify the vote, then talks can start on a new contract, but only if Apple agrees to accept the bargaining unit. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.